This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Dally takes over in T-minus 6 minutes. But I wanted to just talk about a few things here first before we end this broadcast. I want to thank the great crew for the work they do. I want to thank the viewers. I want to thank the listeners for making this broadcast possible. And I just want to just let everybody know that I'm sorry to report such horrible news here, but I don't do it to depress you. I do it so you know the real attack's going on, so we have a chance to beat these monsters. There's always evil groups trying to take over throughout history. There's always good people that finally figure it out and wake up and take action against it. The only question is, how long is that going to take? Now, let me just say something here, because it's one of the most asked questions I get. People say all the time to me on the street, Alex, if you're a good guy, how are you still alive? Well, what does that mean? You don't judge whether I'm a good guy and I'm for real off of if I'm alive or not. You judge it off of, do I tell the truth? Am I accurate 95, 96, 97, 98% of the time? Have I been on air almost 30 years? And what does your gut, what does your spirit tell you on top of that? Plus, the idea that if Alex Jones was for real, he'd be dead is a loser mentality. I trust in God, and I'll be alive as long as God wants me to be alive. Plus, I understand history. Garrison, the DA in New Orleans who exposed the fact that they really assassinated Kennedy and got all those congressional hearings going and totally, you know, exposed the system and got sued by CIA operatives and won. He said, I'm alive because I stay in the sunshine and I'm out in the open. They threatened his family. They attacked him. They did all these terrible things, but he kept fighting. And so that's why I'm still here. But there's another big reason. Not just being in the sunshine, God, of course, is the main reason, but also because there's so many good people. That's why when I see Tucker Carlson the last 10 years get more and more awake, or Joe Rogan, or countless others, or Glenn Beck starting to get, you know, really totally woke. I mean, when I see stuff like that, that's not competition for me. I get excited. That's what's going to protect me and my family. So I've told you this 100 times, probably this year already, and thousands of times over the years. My job is to become obsolete. My job is to turn the tide against tyranny and things be so good and people know what I know about the New World Order and how to stop it and how they operate to such an extent that I have become passe. I have become redundant. I have become where I don't even, you know, really matter anymore because it's accepted knowledge. So you've been attacked. You've been demonized for supporting liberty. So have I. It's okay. God's watching, and that's all that matters. And we've been vindicated now by the horror that's happening. I don't want to be vindicated anymore by more of where we know this goes. We have their own documents. We have Operation Lockstep. We have the SPARS event. We have it all. And then separately, there's so many great people like Mercola and countless others that have been awake as long as I've been, or longer. And so there's millions of people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, who all are understanding what's happening, and now they're speaking up more than ever. So all of you are the answer. All of you speaking out are the answer. And separately, we're helping so many people. You know, the corporations aren't all bad. The government's not all bad. It's just people like us. It's who's in control at the top. So we have a lot of friends in the system as well who don't want to see Alex Jones dead or put in prison or Owen put in prison. But they're sure as hell trying to even get rid of jury trials for us. So we're at the tip of the spear. I am consciously trying to be as good as I can. I'm a fallen creature, though, fall short of the glory of God. But I'm consciously, and my spirit is pointed towards God and being a good, just person. Please help keep us on the air during this critical time. We're having the biggest success we've ever had against the New World Order. Get your DNA Force Plus that's been sold out for 6 months. It's so good for your cells and your immune system and your body. It's the best thing I've got of everything with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and more. Really strong formula. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. A limited supply came in, and it's 40% off. That's 888-253-3139. Also great for your immune system. It's down and out. All natural, really strong sleep aid. So you get deeper, better sleep. That's key for your immune system. And we've got Ultra 12, and we've got Winter Sun. All of it for your immune system and your body and your life. And just flat feeling good and having fun. Super male and super female vitality. It's all 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to run these deals until October 18th. So get your orders in at InfoWars Store, make your life better and healthier, and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Kate Daly, your guest host, and so appreciate this time with you. In fact, today I really want to go through some damning pieces of evidence, some hard evidence that you can't ignore no matter who you are, and also probably things you might want to share with those that might not understand what's happening in America right now. So I'm happy to be here on the Alex Jones Show. You can go to katedalyshow.com and you can get all of the notes. But let's start off because we have so many things to discuss and these are damning pieces of evidence. Number one, I want to tell you there is no executive order for any companies over 100 employees. Let me say that again. There is no executive order. There is nothing in writing. There is nothing regarding OSHA when it comes to this mandate for a vaccine. And I think everyone needs to know that because I think people think it's, well, it's coming and there's the threat of it coming and yes, you know, it's on its way. There is nothing right now that would make all of these companies do what they're doing to people. The hospitals, the city workers, state workers are getting letters and it's just so sad to me that we are buying into this. In fact, they said in Forbes, this is a great piece. They said if enacted into law, vax enforcement could bankrupt non-compliant companies even more quickly than the OSHA fines anticipated under Biden's announced mandate. But still, it hasn't even happened yet. This is really important information. Thanks to John Rappaport, he brought this forward. And I also wanted to say that there have only been 9 times in OSHA's history of 50 years where they have actually administered what's called an emergency temporary standard. It's called an ETS. And this is to enact a new requirement. Well, all of these are primarily about chemicals being used. Nothing that takes away our God-given right to our body immunity. And honestly, the fear is that they would never win in court to subject companies to fines or do anything of the like when it comes to any sort of mandate. So people will win in court. Companies will win in court. That's the good news. And I just wanted to share that with you because these rules that they pass, did you know that they actually have not won hardly any of them? In fact, they cannot prove grave danger. So that would be the hook, right? That would be the thing that they would have to prove in order to get a company to do this. They cannot do it. And the people will win and the companies will win up against OSHA. But there is nothing written for OSHA right now. And I wanted people to understand their history because, guys, they have not, they've been challenged in court on those 9 and they've only won a couple of them. Yeah. So they won't win. And so companies need to fight this instead of going along with this. Also, number 2, I want to talk about the CDC manipulated counting of the vaccinated. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, what's going on in these hospitals? What's happening here? Because I don't understand why the hospitals can say they have all of these people that are unvaccinated in the hospital. Well, there's a document that the CDC put out, a media release. It's called Vaccination Guidelines for the Hospital. And this is really interesting. This is a quote from the document. A person is considered fully vaccinated, that's the key word, 2 weeks after receiving the last required dose of vaccine. Although vaccinations are accelerating, they say, CDC estimates just 9.2% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated with a COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. When they wrote this, this is the one that still holds today. This is why this is so damning. They only count somebody that has had all the doses and 14 days post that. If you had one shot, you're unvaccinated. If you had a shot and immediately had a heart attack 2 days later, you're unvaccinated. You are considered unvaccinated to these people. And I find that pretty horrendous, don't you? So they're picking and choosing when they want to call somebody vaccinated, when they consider them to be fully vaccinated. And of course, you know, they can call it as they want to, I guess. The CDC is writing all the rules. So this is really, really important to know, because as far as the numbers go, it's probably why you're seeing a lot of these types of inflation of numbers. In fact, they actually came up with a very, very strange sort of, I don't know how to even describe it. It was just kind of weird math that they used, and one reporter said, you know, it's kind of like two AP reporters sat on a bar napkin and decided to kind of give you some assumptive numbers that they would work with, and those assumptive numbers were in the 90s, and so they made up this equation, and the equation is so confusing that no one can figure it out, and then, of course, they based their whole analysis on 13 different districts with all kinds of different types of reporting, like hospital notes, or hospital verbal count. I mean, absolutely stupid way of doing it, but this is what they did. And so they actually go through this as they're discussing their documents, and they're basically saying it's all assumptive. They don't really have any proof. These documents sort of kind of line out the fact that there's nothing really there to base it on. It's just wild math. And then, of course, anybody that has a reaction right afterwards is not going to be counted in the final count of being vaccinated. And so if you had both shots, heart attack, not counted. That's how they're coming up with these numbers. They're fudging them. That's what they're doing. All right. So let's go to number three. Do they have a crystal ball? And remdesivir fraud, the dangerous treatment. How in the world did they come up with this? Well, there are videos to explain this, and we'll get to those, because this is super, super important to understand. We know that remdesivir now failed the Ebola study, right? 54% mortality. We know that this was chosen as the drug of choice. And so the drug of choice, of course, being one that was experimental. Did you know they didn't even give it an EAU until, really, solidly until October of 2020? They were just continuing to use it. Fauci even admits that that they were just kind of hoping it would work, and they were going to go ahead and manufacture it. Do you think he's in the pocket of Gilead, the ones that produced remdesivir? And do they have a crystal ball? Back when we shut the nation down, there were 15 deaths, okay? And in February, he was already talking about, we need a vaccine, we are starting this trial, we're doing this trial, and here's the video.
4%. You have been, I think, quoted in New England Journal of Medicine a few days ago. Is it, well, it's probably less than 1%.
No.
Is that, where do you end up? Because we don't know the denominator.
But right? that's you said it, sir.
Yeah.
If you look at the cases that have come to the attention of the medical authorities in China, and you just do the math is about 2%. If you look at...
Wow. Well, there's Fauci for you. So what happened was they went ahead and they said, remdesivir. We think remdesivir is going to be the drug of choice. Now ask yourself this. Why did they ever need a vaccine then? Right out of the gate, he was talking about a vaccine clear in January, okay? We have to have a vaccine. But if it's a mystery, why would you have to have a vaccine yet? You don't even know what you're dealing with, supposedly, right? So they come up with remdesivir and they start a trial February 21st. But then they only had about 1,000 people in this study. And he called it high powered in front of Trump. It was high powered study. Do you want to know what the situation was, though? The most people that even had COVID, over 600 in China at the time, and worldwide, they were just stumbling onto their very first cases. How did they even find that many people to study it on? Interesting, right? And the United States, we only had 153 supposed cases at the time. And they actually admitted later that it was a fraudulent test. As far as that goes, there's no COVID in this test, but we'll get to that. This is very interesting, this crystal ball. So I'm going to come back. I want to talk about this with you because there are some things that go along with this. This is all pieces of damning information people ask me for all the time in email. This is laid out in 1 hour for you so that you can understand a little bit more context of what's going on and by their own admission what's happening. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyshow.com. I will be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, Dally, your guest host today. Big thank you to Alex. And I'll tell you what, we have some damning information, and I cannot wait to give this to you. So let's continue on, shall we? I was talking about the fact that they have a crystal ball and this remdesivir fraud from the very beginning, that the drug they had picked, the vaccine that was already in production to come up with the billions, we'll get to that, of doses, right? And so this is a clip of Tony Fauci in the White House with Trump early on. This was January 28th, 2020. Here you go.
We have already started at the NIH and with many of our collaborators on the developing of a vaccine. Right now that's being prepared. I anticipate with some cautious optimism that we will be in a phase one trial within the next 3 months.
An emerging infectious disease that has now reached outbreak proportions and likely pandemic proportions. If you look at, you know, by multiple definitions of what a pandemic is, the fact is this is multiple sustained transmissions of a highly infectious agent in multiple regions of the globe.
How did they know? Interesting, right? It was like he was all prepped and ready. So those clips came from March, and also in the White House on January 28th, he was already presenting this and talking about it. I mean, it's kind of amazing to me how he already knew the drug, knew exactly what we're supposed to do, except the drug wasn't good enough. Why not? Why did we need a vaccine, right? Also, Fauci stating that the mortality trended forward and data needed to be further analyzed to push remdesivir on the unknowing public, really. And this started February 21st. How did they know which drug? Well, they picked it, and it had failed the Ebola study because of too many deaths. Well, we had 35 cases in the country early on when he was already saying that we had to have a vaccine, which is kind of crazy. So let's go to the Savannah Guthrie clip of the Today Show when she was interviewing Fauci. This is interesting.
The company that makes the drug has described a very complex process. This is not easy. It's not a pill. It's intravenous. It takes months and months to manufacture. Are you confident that enough can be out there soon enough to make a difference here?
Well, what I'm hearing, Savannah, is that the company is really committed to get it out as much as they can, as quickly as they can. So I would hope that that actually winds up being the case. I'm pretty confident that that will be the case. Into the next phase, we're going to safely and carefully, but as quickly as we possibly can, try and get an answer as to whether it works and is safe. And if so, we're going to start ramping up production with the companies involved. And you do that at risk. In other words, you don't wait until you get an answer before you start manufacturing. You at risk, proactively, start making it, assuming it's going to work.
Assume he did. Wow. That was some good assumption, huh? Well, It's almost weird to go back, isn't it, and really look at what they were saying, because this was such an experiment. The experiment wasn't going that well anyway, but they said it was safe and effective, and then no one questioned it. Amazing, isn't it? All right, and so let's go to this. Then Brian Artis revealed exactly about remdesivir, what people needed to know about this drug.
It's been approved since, but it wasn't before the pandemic. We're going to use this non-FDA-approved drug called remdesivir. because it was shown to be safe and efficacious against the Ebola virus in 2018 and 2019. Has anybody actually looked at this study? Because I clicked the link on NIH.gov's website. All of you should do it. This is the study. Ebola virus inside of Africa. They took four regions, gave them all remdesivir and three other experimental drugs. Anthony Fauci said it was proven to be safe and effective against the Ebola virus. So now in this novel virus of the coronavirus, we're going to use it there also. We're going to mandate this one drug. You can't use any other ones, like hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, back in May 2020. Go to the next slide, please. So what did the actual study find? They actually found, you can see here, you see mortality up there? Definition inside the study. They found that remdesivir, in 6 months, the safety board pulled remdesivir from the study, a one-year study, because it killed more people than any of the other three drugs, including ZMapp, which was put in by the FDA and the NIH. So 6 months into the study, they pulled remdesivir, they pulled ZMapp, which was supplied by our government to Africa, because it killed more people. How many people did it kill? Remdesivir killed 54% of all people in the study that got the drug. Do you know what they're treating all of your loved ones with and those you care about in this country now? Next slide, please.
Yep.
Look up here. I'm not lying. This is from the study. Look at the second column from the right, remdesivir. Look below there. 54%. You see that? Mortality rate.
It's true.
All right, next slide, please. He then quoted a second study in May 2020, Anthony Fauci did, that supported the use of remdesivir in the treatment of coronavirus. The Ebola study, by the way, was a lie. No one clicked the link to look at it. I did. This is the other study he mentioned. This was actually done by Gilead Sciences, who makes remdesivir. In early March 2020, they took 53 patients from Japan, Canada, and America who had COVID-19, and they put them on the drug for 10 days. What's the drug? Remdesivir. This is the maker of remdesivir's own trial study. Next slide, please. What did they find? Check this out. 23% in 10 days had serious adverse events. The most common serious adverse events were multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, which is defined as the number one cause of death in all ICUs, by the way. Second, septic shock, acute kidney failure, and hypotension. Look at the next part. 8% had to be discontinued because remdesivir treatment, it worsened or prevented pre-existing kidney failure and multiple organ failure. 8% had to be taken off by days 5 because they were dying as a result of the poison of remdesivir. That's what they found from this study. As a result of these studies, they decided to actually push this on the masses.
Wow. All right. It's huge, isn't it? It's a huge piece of evidence. And I also wanted to give you this too before we go to a break. Sarah Gilbert wrote a book. Sarah Gilbert, back in January 1st, she said, I read an article about four people in China with a strange pneumonia. And within 2 weeks, she and her team designed a vaccine against a pathogen that no one had ever seen before. Less than 12 months later, vaccination was rolled out across the world to save millions. Oh, Sarah Gilbert. They actually made a Barbie of her. And it's she's very unattractive, but her Barbie's cute. Anyway. She was the one that works for Bill Gates in Oxford. So there you go. She was the one that in the article said, oh, hey, I heard there was a little pneumonia. And guess what we have ready to go? We have a cure and it's ready. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't even know what the illness is, but I've got a cure within a couple of weeks. So they started working on the vaccine so they could have as many doses as they needed by the time it rolled out. I'll be right back with more. Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyshow.com. I'll be right back. We have so much to give you.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Red Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you. It's an important hour because these are the clips. This is the information that people always email me about, ask me about, and it's all in one show for you today. Really happy to do this. So the PREP Act was changed. This is important. This is number 4, to include no liability for the hospitals if they followed the NIH protocol exactly. There was a COVID watchdog group, and they picked up on this, that this had been changed last year, the PREP Act from 2005-2004. I've talked about this a little bit on the show before. It was amended so that private hospitals and entities were covered in their actions taken with COVID-19 patients and relieved of all liability as long as they were prescribing covered countermeasures that included remdesivir, the NIH-approved medication. And it doesn't matter how horrific it is or how high the death toll, they will stick to that. And this is why you cannot get effective treatments in the hospital. You can't get hydroxychloroquine. You can't get ivermectin. You can't get anything. So the Section 7 was amended in the PREP Act, liability protection, and it was to cover persons for recommended activities related to the countermeasures. And so this is all written out in this document. But also at the bottom, the attachment of liability or tort waiver is important because it was only going to cover FDA-approved therapeutics that were likely to explain a shift amid this medical community to stop patients' treatment due to coverage restrictions on their malpractice insurance. See, the malpractice insurance didn't go as far as they wanted it to. So, of course, they had to go in and amend the PREP Act and give it a liability waiver. This is why you can't get anything in a hospital. This is exactly why. Number five, Pfizer admitted shedding. It admitted shedding. And let me tell you how they did this. This was a document. This was their own study, actually. And they put this out there about how they were going to, all their concerns and how they were going to do their own study for Pfizer. They were concerned about these two words, occupational exposure. Well, what is that? It's to the recently vaccinated test subjects, right? This is under Section 8.3.5.3, occupational exposure. Pfizer warned that caretakers and close contacts of the recently vaccinated could be exposed to spike proteins that are translated and synthesized in the cells of the vaccinated. And during the clinical trials, Pfizer instructed researchers to monitor for severe adverse effects and events in the vaccinated and in the unvaccinated people who were exposed to the vaccinated. What does it mean? The mRNA vaccines do not shed live viruses. So what exactly is being transmitted from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated? Well, under this section, it basically says that that you can have this exchange through inhalation or skin contact. It's kind of broad. They knew. They knew that the vaccinated would be affecting the unvaccinated. And what's kind of sick about it is that that was all there was to it. The media would never talk about this. People were wondering why they were getting some strange things happening to them as soon as somebody got vaccinated around them. Miscarriages, all kinds of things. They knew. It was in their own section. They admitted it. And they were keeping an eye on it. See, if you were actually in a test experiment, right, an experiment of any kind with any drugs, all of us would be going in for randomly for so many things that we would have to give them, like, every couple of days. They would be monitoring you. They would be telling you exactly, this is your heart rate and this is the effects you're having. None of us are going through that, are they? No, nobody, right? You get the shot, you go home, you think, oh, I've been vaccinated. Well, we are in a study, and I'll talk about that too. Number six, hydroxychloroquine was praised in 2005 for fighting SARS. Yes, by Tony Fauci and his group. So severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, is caused by a newly discovered coronavirus, no effective, exposure therapy currently available. But they did say that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV-2 infection of primate cells. And these inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with this drug, either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting therapeutic advantage. Interesting, isn't it? And then also, chloroquine is effective in preventing the spread of SARS-CoV-2 in cell culture. Isn't that amazing? And that comes to us right from the ncbi.nih.gov. There was also, throughout the trial, he said that they were able to enroll a diverse population similar to the population that was being infected with SARS at the time. And when he was doing his remdesivir trial, and I thought that was kind of interesting too, because I think we don't really understand a lot about how he has been projecting this, wanting this, desiring this for years. But man, this was his moment, and he was wanting it for a very long time. And not only that, he controls over 3,000 patents. He also controls who does the studies. As you noticed in one of the clips, he said the NIH did the study for remdesivir. So he actually controls all the studies, the efficacy, the results, the price. I mean, he's on every single end of this, the NIH. And then also, of course, ivermectin, when it won the Nobel Prize, this is what it said about ivermectin. It said that it has fundamentally changed the treatment of parasitic diseases. And the derivative ivermectin from avermectin, which is ivermectin, is used in all parts of the world that are plagued by parasitic disease. All parts of the world plagued by disease. Isn't that interesting that they're demonizing this right now to a fault? I mean, they couldn't demonize it more if they wanted to. In fact, if you go to the hospital, absolutely no ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Now they've tripled the price to ivermectin, and it's difficult to get. If I were you, I'd pay cash. If you ever get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, do not go through your insurance, because people that are prescribing it are getting leaned on because of this. And so I would absolutely pay cash so it does not go through the insurance companies. And speaking of insurance companies, number 7, insurance company Boone. I was talking with Dr. David Martin, and let me just tell you, he is in charge of the largest risk assessment, financial risk assessment company in the world. And so, of course, he's going to look at the insurance life insurance payout numbers in 2020. Well, what did he say? Well, it was an actual boon that year for the insurance companies. They didn't have to pay out on much. Isn't that interesting? They didn't have to pay out on all these deaths we had from a supposed pandemic. I find that kind of strange. But let me tell you, we actually did less in funerals, less in burial, less in everything in the year 2020. And it's very difficult to find that, because if you do searches, they always cut off at 2019 and jump to 2021. It's like they don't want to discuss it. Interesting. And then also, the stimulus came out with $2 billion for funerals of COVID-19 families. Where's that money going? Where's that money going? So insurance companies didn't pay out. We never built a cemetery in 2020. We didn't have morticians on TV saying they didn't have enough materials, they were running out, there were shortages. Remember all the shortages? And the insurance company sat on a ton of money, just a ton of money. And so what did they do? They came out with articles because people were starting to ask questions about this very thing. You know, the insurance, the life insurance. That's a big tell on something like this, isn't it? A pretty big tell. So Wall Street Journal came out with this headline. I can't make this up. Those dying from COVID-19 are least likely to own life insurance. I just have no words. Wow, that was really fortunate for the insurance companies that everybody that died from COVID specifically were not the ones that would go out and buy life insurance. Huh, that's weird. I remember the homeless, they weren't getting sick. I just remember a lot of people weren't getting very ill. People were only dying in the ICUs. They weren't peeling off at home. They weren't. They were dying in a corner. They weren't dying in the streets. Only in the ICUs. It's kind of remarkable, isn't it? So yes, insurance companies made a fortune last year. It was one of their best years, actually. Isn't that fascinating? When you go to the numbers and the numbers don't exactly add up. We didn't build a single solitary cemetery either. Interesting. Be right back. Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your guest host. Boy, we're talking about some hard evidence, some things you can't ignore. And in this, I'm not even including the outrageous claims that they make with masks as far as that they work. And also VAERS, which is an accumulation of the deaths that are happening. More deaths than we've seen in 20 to 25 years of vaccines. Yeah. And I'm not even getting to those. This is some of the other new pieces of damning information. Number 8 is Pfizer. Pfizer, October 2021. This was the summary basis for regulatory action. This was a document that basically said all the safety protocols are missing. This came by way of Karen Kingston. And she talked about the fact that, yes, there was a discussion, and they kept in the bottom of the notes, you know, please discuss FDA's approach to safety and effectiveness data. Please discuss considerations for continuation of this blind phase of clinical studies, and also including how the loss of blinded placebo-controlled follow-up in ongoing trials should be addressed, and discuss the gaps in plans described today regarding safety, vaccine, and effectiveness, vaccine safety and effectiveness for those that have received the Pfizer vaccine. They still aren't doing it. They still aren't doing it. Let's go to number 9. There's no COVID in the test. And this fall, we have a new test emerging, right? So we knew this was coming, but I want to talk about this. So there's no COVID in the test. So basically, there's no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 COVID-19 virus that have been available from the CDC. There is nothing there. And I really hope people understand this. This document is really, really important because there's a couple of pages here. And let me just go through the pages real quick with you. This test on page 10, it says this test has not been FDA cleared or approved. This test has not been authorized by the FDA or has been authorized by the FDA under an EUA, which is an emergency order for use by laboratories. Okay. Also, this test, page 15, equivalence and performance of the following extraction platforms were demonstrated with the CDC human influenza. They used the flu for the data, and they said that was acceptable use for the CDC 2019 test. Page 38, test performance can be affected because the epidemiology and clinical spectrum of an infection caused by 2019 nCoV is not fully known. Yep. Yep. All this time later. Anyway, for example, they might not know the optimum types of specimens to collect during the infection. Which specimens? They were even talking about urine, about stool samples. If you really want to know if somebody has COVID, you need to send those samples on ice to the CDC. Uh-huh. Did anyone do that? No. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. So they also were saying that, hey, we've included this virus with the presumptive detection of the Middle East respiratory syndrome, which is MERS, the flu, the influenza, and, of course, the H7H9 virus. Seems like they're mixing up a lot, doesn't it? And they also said that, yes, you need to collect all those samples. So then when you get to the FDA.gov document, it said because a PCR test can run multiple cycles of this application, it's capable of detecting the virus even if there's a low level of the viral RNA in your sample because they're ratcheting it up 40 times. And they said just don't go over 40. Well, 40 is considered absolute deceit by Tony Fauci himself, anything over 25 rotations. So they're taking a very, very little sample and they're blowing it up as far as they can go to say you have COVID. So now they're doing a new test. They're combining the flu into this test. And I found this to be really, really interesting. There's a clip by Renfield. You know, he kind of quietly went away, didn't he, Renfield? Like he just kind of disappeared. After he said this at the White House, it seemed like he didn't have a job anymore. But he said this standing on the steps at the White House with Trump right there watching. Let's listen to Renfield.
Their head bark, they don't understand what I mean. We're going to have the flu epidemic and the coronavirus epidemic at the same time. Is that what you said to the Washington Post?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say to you just a minute ago, that the issue that I was talking about being more difficult, is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus. And so the comment that I made, it's more...
Yeah, it's more difficult. Well, what they did was they just combined them. This is the new test that we get. So PCR is going away. And then, of course, we're going to get the CDC influenza SARS-CoV-2 flu SC2. So when you see the name flu SC2, now you know what you're dealing with. It's a multiplex assay is in real time test. It's one test and it will detect. I can't make this up. COVID-19, so SARS-CoV-2, influenza A, and influenza B in the upper and lower respiratory specimens. Boy, if you thought we had false positives before, just wait. Just wait. They said that it's been designed to minimize the likelihood of false positives. However, they said, in the event of a false positive result, I can't believe they wrote this, risk to individuals could include the following. A recommendation for isolation, monitoring of household and other close contacts for symptoms, patient isolation. Yeah. So basically, delayed diagnosis, treatment for something you don't have. Gee, sorry. Yeah. Can you believe this? And they even had the audacity to say, and I'm sure a lot of people will have both COVID and the flu. You guys realize the flu just went away. All right. So let's go down to this. There's no COVID to be found. This is in a document that they put out September of 2020, and this was page 39 and 40, and it said they weren't able to obtain an authorized human specimen control, and they absolutely have no specimen. On CBS News in the early spring, China epidemiologist, the head of epidemiology, came on and said, yes, they have never isolated a COVID virus before. This is why COVID virus was never put in the test, and the CDC admitted it. And this is on the documentation, too. I'll include this all in the notes for at katedalyshow.com. But they never had it in the test, and it's not anywhere. And they actually did not approve the vaccine. This is really, really important. So let me tell you about the fake out. There's two vaccines, and this is courtesy of William Engdahl. He's a wonderful researcher. And there is a German version, and there is an American version. So what they did, it seems that the FDA executed this very clever ruse in issuing separate rulings for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So we have two different ones, and one is BioNTech of Mainz, and the other one is the Pfizer here. Well, what they basically did was they concluded that they shoved one, and so basically what they did was this. Buried in the footnote in the letter of the FDA, they said there's two legally separate entities of vaccine. And each vaccine, so one got called the camaraderie, I can't even say it. The FDA writes that the products are legally distinct with certain differences. So one, the U.S. vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, only got an extension of its emergency use authorization, not full approval. It was the one in Germany. It was the one in Germany that got it. That got the approval, but they're not using that one here. Okay. And that approval was on conditions that had to be met by 2027. So it really wasn't even a full approval, but they did the bait and switch and the news said fully approved, even though it's two different vaccines. So, the one here only got an extension of the EUA, the emergency order. Isn't that insane? I think it's insane. And I think that we really, I think, need to understand what we're up against here. On one side, you have just trust me. I'm the media. I'm the government. And I have absolutely screwed this up at every level. You're still walking around with a mask. It's almost going to be 2 years. And just believe us. Okay. We've never had to do this in history, but just believe us. It's all about control. And we all know it. But over here, we have a mountain of evidence, even in their own words and own documents that they've put out. Isn't that amazing? That says exactly what's going on. And all somebody has to do is look at the exact evidence to find out. I hope this has helped you. And also go to katedalyshow.com. It's all written out for you. And I'll put it there in show notes under the tab show. Really appreciate this. And of course, it's been fun meeting with you today, right? I love it. Let's do our homework. I'm Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com. And boy, we need to wake up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.